give God glory in their house today. Anybody know God is real? Come on, let's praise him. Come on, let's clap our hands and lift our voices. Come on, cry, tell it. Sing it for me now. Jesus
is real to me.
Nothing too hard for my God to do. Every storm that I face, he's carried me through. When I'm down and out, he lifts me up. I know that he'll be there to help me. Just talk to my tears, he helps me to stand. When my folk need a lot of money, my friends acting funny, he's always right there. He's always gonna help me. No other.
Well, hello, 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 and glory, 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 everyone. Welcome to the Journey Home Outreach Ministries online radio show. I'm your presiding pastor, Pastor McCarty, Chicago-based poet known as Sister Poochie, and you were just listening to Jeff Wilford in the Volunteer Mass Choir with Jesus Is Real. I want to thank you, for joining me. I am downloading the app and supporting the shows. I want to remind you, if you want to find out about the ministry, if you want to listen to the shows, if you want to contact us or anything, go to our website, jhom.org. It has a lot of information, but it'll give you a clear idea of who we are and what we stand for. Now, also, I wanted to let everyone know that, you know, as far as me, it's check-in for me time, right? As far as I'm concerned, God is my strength. He lifts me up to do what he wants me to do, and bring his word to you is one of the things that he requires of me, and I'm so honored that he does, and I'm so honored that you actually listen. Okay, everybody. All right. We are first going to take a break. You know, a natural part of life is, and what we're all preparing for is going home. And when it comes to that time where we leave this earth, we need assistance. We need guidance. We need support. And I'm going to be playing a little clip for you. Please, if you live in the Chicagoland area and you need this kind of services, I encourage you to contact them.
The Griffin Wright Funeral Home provides more than the traditional funeral service. We provide a personal, principled, and professional atmosphere to ease your burdens. Can we provide funeral services in your home? The answer is yes. So remember, at Griffin Wright, you're not just another person, you're family. Visit our website at griffinwrightfuneralhome.com or call us at 312-480-8804. That's the Griffin Wright Funeral Home.
All right, that was the Griffin Wright Funeral Home. If you are in need of services, I recommend that you reach out to them. Definitely, they will be there to support and help you. Griffin Wright Funeral Home. All right, everyone, we are going to start out with the reading of the Word, because after all, that is why we're here, is to strengthen our faith, because faith cometh by hearing. Don't forget that show that we just did. So we're going to be coming from 1 Peter, the second chapter. And it reads as this. I'm reading from the 1 Peter, the second chapter, the first through the 6th verse. And I read in the mighty name of Jesus. Therefore, rid yourself of all malice and all deceit, hypocrisy, envy, and slander of every kind. Like newborn babies, crave pure spiritual milk, so that by it you may grow in your salvation. Now that you have tasted the Lord is good, as you come to him, the living stone, rejected by humans, but chosen by God and precious to him, you also, like living stones, are being built into a spiritual house to be a holy priesthood, offering spiritual sacrifice acceptable to God through Jesus Christ. For in Scripture it says, "See, I lay a stone in Zion, a chosen and precious cornerstone, and the one who trusts in him will never be put to shame." Everyone, this is powerful. We are to really, when it says get rid of all the malice, deceit, hypocrisy, envy, slander of every kind, you have to remember that those elements are not good elements. And when we're thinking of God and speaking of God, we need to speak on good things. God wants us to think on good things. This helps train our mind to stay in the positive, because the negative is where Satan dwells. So God wants you to dwell in his house. So he wants you to stay positive and get rid of all the deceit and all the hypocrisy and all those terrible human characteristics that we can have sometimes. Now, when it says like newborn babies crave pure spiritual milk, all they're saying right now, you know, when you're a baby and you love, you know, baby sees that bottle and they grab it for it. Well, we want to see the Word of God as our spiritual milk, and we want to crave it. You need to crave wanting to know what God said. And it's not just getting to know what he said, it's actually getting to know him. That is also what the Bible is serving to do. Now, because we need to grow in our salvation, and you know, growing in your salvation is a step-by-step, precept-by-precept concept. And what I mean by that is you don't wake up overnight and everything that is wrong has fallen off of you. It's a process. You fall, you get up. You fall, you get up. You know, you sin, Jesus forgives you. You work on it. You try to do better. But we have to remember it's a process, just like a journey is not a destination, you know. It's the journey, not the destination, that's important. As we continue, once you know that God is good, you should be able and willing to stand and shout it from the mountaintops, knowing that he's good. And once you get the goodness of God really deep in your soul, it's really hard for him to dwell in negativity. That is why he's saying getting rid of all of these negative things. Now, when we talk about the living stone and us being a chosen people, we know that Jesus Christ is the living stone. He was rejected by human, but he was chosen by God, as it says in the Word. But we are like living stones also, and we're building a spiritual house. And in this, we need to make it acceptable to God through Jesus Christ, because it's very precious. The cornerstone is very precious. Christ is the cornerstone. And we are living stones. And together we're building a spiritual church, you know, because Christ is the body. The body of Christ is the church. And when we join him in spirit, we're building the church. So that is why it's so important to work on your faith. Dive into these readings and not only listen to the points that I had to say as God has given them to me, but also meditate yourself and ask God to reveal to you those things that are a mystery to you. Always pray for wisdom. The Bible says anyone who wants wisdom shall get it. So remember, the main thing that we want to start off with is letting go of all the malice and deceit and hypocrisy, envy and slander and all of that, all those things that are just negative. Replace them with goodness, kindness, love, understanding. You know, replace them with things of God, because we don't want to embrace things of Satan. All right, we are definitely going to come back and review that. I'm going to see where the Spirit leads me next with that reading. But we're going to get ready to start giving God some praise through music. Everyone, the artists that are being played on the show are original artists, and you know, they have God-given talents. And here at the ministry, that is what we're here to highlight, is people's God-given talents. So without further ado, let's get this rolling. God's Grace Is Sufficient is first up by Society Hill Music. Everyone, enjoy.
My God's grace.
everybody. That was God's Grace Is Sufficient by Society Hill Music, and we're going to keep on moving with the show. Next up on the mic is Fire by Machete Malloy. Here we go.
It's a new day and I got a new song to sing. The fire in my soul keeps on burning. Wanted to burn up everything not like you. Cleanse me through and through. I want my flesh to die, so let the oil of your anointing burn tonight. I feel the spirit move in me. I can tell he wants to drive, I'll take the back seat. Just like David, I could dance right out of my clothes. It must be the Holy Ghost. I put my flesh aside, let the oil of your anointing flow tonight.
Alright, that was Fire by Machete Malloy. Ooh, you can't get enough. Deep down inside you, you know, that is what we need to do. Well, the Word of God is get on fire about it. It should ignite such energy in you, such positivity in you, such comfort in you. That is what we want to get to when it comes to the Word from our Father. The reason the book is there is the basic instructions before leaving this earth. I know a lot of people have heard that acronym, but it is. It tells you, it addresses every human condition, every human thought, every human situation. A resolution is found in the book of, in the Bible. If you need help, you want to talk, email the ministry at jhomorg1@gmail.com. Or just go to the website, jhom.org, and there's a contact form there as well to contact us if you want to discuss anything or you have any questions. Also, I want you to remember that you have to reread these verses that I'm giving you and meditate on them so God can reveal to you the true understanding of what He's trying to say. I'm giving you the interpretation, but the Father has written the word on your heart, so you can go to Him anytime for those questions. But I'm here for you. Let's read 1 Peter, the second chapter, the first through the seventh verse. And I read, in the mighty name of Jesus, therefore, rid yourself of all malice, all deceit, hypocrisy, envy, and slander, or of every kind. Like newborn babies, crave pure spiritual milk, so that by it you may grow up in your salvation. Now that you have tasted that the Lord is good, as you come to Him, the living stone, rejected by humans, but chosen by God and precious to Him, you also, like living stones, are being built into a spiritual house, to be a holy priesthood, offering spiritual sacrifices acceptable to God through Jesus Christ. For in the scripture it says, "See, I lay a stone in Zion, a chosen and precious cornerstone, and the one who trusts in Him will never be put to shame. Now to you who believe, the stone is precious, but those who do not believe," I'm going to keep going, God says keep going, "but those who do not believe, the stone the builder rejected has become the cornerstone. And that stone that causes people to stumble, and a rock that makes them fall." So if you don't believe that cornerstone, and the cornerstone is Jesus, if you don't believe, it's going to be that rock that makes you stumble and makes you fall. You know, every knee shall bow and every tongue is going to confess that Jesus Christ is Lord. If you have not accepted Jesus as your Lord and Savior, I invite you to do it right now. All you have to do is say, "Jesus, come into my life. I surrender myself to you. Correct me. Teach me." And He will. Ask Him to forgive you of your sins. And then get somewhere and get baptized. And that's what you need to do for your salvation. All right, everybody. I want you to marinate on that for a week. Again, I'm not going to go too deeply into it. It's pretty self-explanatory. And I want you to go to God for wisdom. That's what He's telling me this week. Go to Him for wisdom, and He will give it to you. All right, let's get back to the musical part of the show. You know what time it is, everybody. It's time for the Gospel House Mix by Sister Poochie, yours truly. Now, the rules of the mix still apply. The first, I want you to get up off your feet if you can. If you're like me and you can't be getting up off your feet dancing around, you dance in your spirit. Tap your toes, snap your fingers, bob your head. But the point is to get into it and give God praise for everything that He has done for you. He loves when we praise Him because He made us to praise Him. So, let's give Him the type of praise and glory that He deserves. And we're going to do that for about 19 minutes on this particular mix. The second part of the mix is to look for the message embedded in the mix, because it's a ministry within itself. First is the Gospel House Mix. Then after that, we're going to be pulling right into our resident DJ, DJ Shaheem Mix, everybody. So get ready, get ready, get ready. Here we go. Thank you. To get your praise groove on with that. That was the Sister Poochie, yours truly, mix called the God's Got Me Mix. All right, everybody, I want you to catch your breath, and we're going to listen to the announcement again.
The Griffin Wright Funeral Home provides more than the traditional funeral service. We provide a personal, principled, and professional atmosphere to ease your burdens. Can we provide funeral services in your home? The answer is yes. So remember, at Griffin Wright, you're not just another person, you're family. Visit our website at griffinwrightfuneralhome.com or call us at 312-480-8804. That's the Griffin Wright Funeral Home.
All right, everybody, like I said, that is definitely a part of life, and at times we need help when we lose loved ones. And so definitely check out the Griffin Wright Funeral Home. The information is there. Rewind the show if you do need a chance to write it down or email the minister, and we'll send you the information. JHOMORG1@gmail.com. Go get that smartphone app. It is free for Android and iOS users at jhom.org. Scroll down, it's in the middle of the page. And it is time for our resident DJ's gospel mix. I do house, and he does gospel, traditional gospel, and hip hop. Same rules apply. We want you to get off your feet for about 15 minutes and give God the praise and glory and honor for everything he's done for you. And today's reading is one of the things that he's done. I mean, the reading of this week clearly gives us even a bigger and stronger identity. We should be holding our heads up really high that we are the living stones, Jesus the cornerstone, and we're building a spiritual house. And so if we get rid of the malice and all the negative thoughts and start, you know, offering spiritual sacrifices that are acceptable to God, of course, through Christ, that is the key of living. That's the key of living abundantly that the Bible talks about. And he considers the cornerstone very precious to him because it's his son. But he's the cornerstone. That stone that was rejected by the world became the cornerstone. You know, we're the living stones that make up the temple. So crave that spiritual milk, which is just the word of God. Seek him, seek him, seek him, and he will be there. Seek Jesus, and they will come. And like I told you earlier, I mentioned earlier, that the word is written in your heart. So all you really need is Christ and the Holy Spirit to unleash the mysteries of the Bible. Pray for that wisdom. That's something my mother told me to do since I was little. Pray for wisdom. And he shall give wisdom to anyone who wants it. All right, let's get going. Let's get going. I know it's time to get up and give God some praise again. Here's our resident DJ, DJ Shaheem, everybody.
It's the world's greatest DJ. You're listening to DJ Shaheem.
Okay, we're all up. Ayo, beach house vibes, maneuver the jet ski. Cause I serve a god that parted the Red Sea. Multi-million dollar commercials for Pepsi. See, food stamps to more ice than Gretzky. I don't gotta talk, the Lord defends me. I watched them all fall for going against me. Cause me and all my angels shot the devil up. Look, he was trying to pull me down, I leveled up. Leveled up twice, I leveled up three times. He tapped them and told them she's mine. So even when I cried, I knew I'd be fine. Prepared for a miracle blessing in these times. I praise him, raise him, name it, claim it. Every time your boss is up against me, shame it. I believe success in and out my lungs. Got the power, life and death coming out my tongue.
Oh, on high, be lifted high.
Come on, say
Jesus, we lift your name on high.
You're in the mix.
In the mix.
With DJ Shaheem.
Everybody, that was DJ Shaheem's gospel mix for the week. Catch your breath. We've given God some really good praise and some really good glory, and believe me, he is just smiling down on us right now, because that's why he made us. All right, I don't want you to forget the reading of the week. Please reread it. First Peter, the second chapter, the first through the seventh verse. Actually, I went through all the way to the through the seventh verse. But of course, you can keep reading. Just because I stopped reading doesn't mean you can stop reading. The goal is to read the whole Bible. That is the other great thing about the smartphone app that you can go to jhom.org to download, is that it has a reading schedule that you can set for yourself. Say if your goal is to read the Bible in 2 years, you set it for 2 years, and each day it will give you Bible verses, and in the 2 years you will have covered the entire Bible. And like I said, that's our basic instructions before leaving Earth. So we need to know what it says. We need to get into it. We need to grow our faith by hearing the Word of God. All right, everybody, it's been a wonderful time for me, and I'm glad that God lifted my body up so I can come back to you. You know, He keeps me going strong so I can do exactly what He's calling me to do, and that's to spread His Word. Again, I want to thank you all for your support, all for the listeners, all the people on social media, all the people who send their love, thoughts, concerns, and prayers for me and for the ministry. Well, I want to let you know we're praying for you as well. If you have any news music that you want to get heard on the show, or your spoken word artist, please, please, please email us at jhomorg1@gmail.com. Teresa will review your work, let you know when you'll be played on the show, and it is free to you. All right, everybody, we're going to roll out of here like we always roll out of here with How Great Thou Art by Society Hill Music. Peace, love, and blessings. See you next week.